You're listening to Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today we'll discuss the potential for self-cultivation through the ancient healing art of Qigong. We're being joined by Sharon Smith, a 40-year practitioner of Taoist internal arts, Daisy Lee, the founder of Radiant Lotus Qigong, and Nick Matos of the Shift Network. And we're going to be offering you an opportunity to find out about an upcoming free 4-day Qigong Global Summit coming next week, September 22nd to the 25th. So I'm going to welcome each of my guests. First, welcome Sharon Smith, and in addition to being a practitioner of the Taoist arts, she has been a teacher for 37 years in New York City. In 2017, she created and directed the Immortal Sisters Conference, a historic gathering of women committed to returning to the Tao. Sharon is also a photographer and award-winning filmmaker. Welcome, Sharon, to Heart of Mind and WBAI.
Thank you so much, Catherine. I'm honored to be on your show.
Excellent. I'm very, very happy to have you with us. Also joining us is Nick Matos. He serves as Faculty Recruitment and Engagement Manager of the Shift Network, alongside his two decades of experience as a practitioner and teacher of meditation. Nick has also served as a writer for publications throughout the U.S. and U.K. So I want to say hello and welcome, Nick, to our show.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It really is an honor.
Thank you. And joining us also, the very talented Daisy Lee. She is the founder of Radiant Lotus Qigong. She conducts workshops and instructor certifications around the world. Her focus on women's health has empowered countless women in their self-care and healing, though she also regularly teaches co-ed programs. Welcome, Daisy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Catherine. It's great to be here.
Wonderful. I'm going to ask all of you, if you can, to speak up so that we can make sure that everyone can hear you clearly. And why don't we start with Sharon, since you are the organizer of, or so it seems, of this upcoming global Qigong Global Summit. Tell us something about what inspired you to do this and what is it that you're really wanting to bring to the public?
Well, thank you for that question, Catherine. My title is the host, and I was invited by the Shift Network to host this event. And as the host, I was given the amazing task of talking to all the people in the Qigong world who I love and admire and respect. So it was really a wonderful experience for me. And in creating the program, it was a very creative process for me. And I really wanted to have a diverse group of presenters. I wanted to have a lot of women on the panel. I wanted to have people of color on the panel. And I really feel like we all have something very specific to bring to the table. And each of us in our unique way, from our unique paths in life, where we've been, what we've done, who we've studied with. And so it was really fun for me to compile the list of speakers and then eventually to interview all of them. And so, I mean, that's really how it happened. And I suppose that I was asked to be the host because of my prior experience in the field. And it was just a great honor and pleasure.
Well, that's excellent. And we're going to get back to that because I'm sure that you gleaned a lot of amazing insights from those conversations. And I'd like to invite you, Daisy Lee, to talk about your work with the Radiant Lotus Qigong and how you cultivated this skill, the craft, and the love of Qigong.
Well, Catherine, you know, the Radiant Lotus Lemis Qigong came about as a result of teaching a co-ed program when I had the retreat center on Kauai, where I lived for 14 years. Many of the female students would stay after class and wait until my teaching partner had left to ask me very personal questions about women's health. And that began the program. I started recommending specific movements or skills and exercises that that came from my teachers in China as well as Tibet. And so from there, some of the women started to have very good results, and they asked if I would develop a program and perhaps have a very specific class for women only. So up to that time, I had taught both men and women, and that started the process back in 2006. And from there, people would come to Kauai, you know, because of holiday and being on the Hawaiian Islands. And so I had international travelers and students that were asking if I would go to their country to teach. And so it became kind of bigger than I could ever imagine. I just started teaching it by request in different countries. And Shift Network asked if I would consider doing a program, and that's how I started teaching online a few years ago. So I feel very blessed. I'm also now teaching a co-ed program, which has gone on demand at the Shift Network. Called Zhang Fu Gong, which is an organ cleansing and detoxification set. And really helps, both programs actually help to deal with the kind of emotional onslaught of what's happening through the pandemic.
Mm.
It helps us to stay in balance and come back into a self-compassionate as well as mutually compassionate place for everyone that's around us, which can be somewhat, you know, stressing during these times with the politics as well as the pandemic on top of everything else.
So yeah, true.
Thank you for that question, Catherine.
Thank you. And I'm just going to ask all of you to speak up if you can as we go forward. And Nick Matos, you are working with the Shift Network itself that is sponsoring and organizing this 4-day Qigong Global Summit, which is free for people to participate in, which is a really amazing thing. And there's so much at the Shift Network Can you tell us a little something about how it came to be and the dynamic of all that's provided there?
Absolutely. You know, the general overview is that the SHIFT Network is a transformative education company that partners with the world's top teachers, experts, and healers to support both the individual healing journey of our students as well as the awakening of the collective. And our CEO and founder, Stephen Dynan, a little over a decade ago, had this vision and an understanding that we were going to be entering into times in which the human operating system had to upgrade. And I think we're all personally living right now through an experience that shows us that this is the critical work of our era. So a key thing that sets us apart from a lot of other companies in this space is that all of our programming and all of our offerings both center the student themselves and their own journey, as well as this collective awakening that we're part of, so that our students can really rise to the occasion of the moment and rise to the opportunities that are being presented to them in this moment. So we do that through a few different methods, one of those being the events that we host. So things like the Global Qigong Summit, which, as you mentioned, is kicking off next week, as well as a number of other summits that focus on different subject areas. For example, currently kicking off actually today, is the SHIFT Summit and Music Festival, which assembles a huge array of different thought leaders and musicians, art creatives, and really, as we call it, solutionaries that bring an important voice and important perspective to what exactly we're going through. Additionally to that, we offer courses that as close as we can replicate, kind of collapse the barrier of time and space in order to enable students to be able to work deeply with amazing faculty like the luminous Daisy Lee and many others to really ground their own practices in the wisdom of studying under an established and really, you know, luminous teacher for it. And furthermore from that, we also have a large focus on social impact. This is, again, something that really sets our work apart. We give away hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of scholarships to our programs each year, as well as a huge amount of philanthropy that focuses on the transformation of consciousness and the transformation of people's material lives in order to enable them to really rise to the occasion of the moment. So I gotta say, it is really fun. It is just extraordinary to get to participate in people's individual and collective awakening in this way. And I think our students enjoy it too from the response for it so far.
Yeah, I have been working with your network from the perspective of a consumer for quite a number of years. And I think it was a couple of years ago you did the 11 Days of Global Unity for the We group, and I have a lot of engagement with them, so I'm very familiar that you are working to support people's lives, and that's really important. And the thing that I also like about the network is that it provides a lot of access to things for free. People can go in and try it out and experience these dialogues and conversations. And of course, there's always more down the road should people choose to, but you still have that portal that gives access to everyone. And I think that's very, very important. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. You know, and that's part of the wonderful gift that we have in this moment is that historically speaking, it would have been next to impossible for people to be able to, from the comfort of their home, from in the crucible of their own lives, be able to work with incredible luminaries and extraordinary teachers of this work, and to do so in a way that facilitates their transformation and a collective transformation. You know, you used to have to go up to the Himalayas or, you know, go off to college or go to or otherwise leave the crucible of your own life to do so. So the fact that we can actually just beam it to people, that we can really radiate this via the internet and via the different media projects that we have going on to people where they are so that they can transform where they are in this extraordinary space of their own lives. It's such a gift. It's really an amazing time to be alive, and honestly, an amazing time to be in this transformative education work.
Excellent. And people can find more at theshiftnetwork.com. But speaking of the program, I'd like to invite you, Sharon and Daisy Lee, to come back in and talk to us about the summit itself, but also about the Qigong. I have been very honored to be invited to join this particular summit, and I find that very exciting. But I'm kind of a new to this, to being on the other side of a venue such as this, and it's amazing to me the people that are involved and are going to be sharing. So, Sharon, why don't you go into some of these very well known, some of them?
Yes. So, you know, we have in the summit some of the foremost teachers in the field of Qigong, including Daisy, of course, and Montauk Chia, Ding Meng Dao, Damo Mitchell, Lee Holden, Dr. Roger Janka, Master Ming Tong Gu, Violet Lee. These are like the luminaries in the field. We also have Peter Wayne, Dr. Peter Wayne, who is the head of the Osher Center for Integrative Medicine at Harvard. And he wrote a very important book about Tai Chi and basically is the leading researcher of Tai Chi in that world. He has some very interesting things to say about the overlay between research and practice, because he's also a 40-some-odd year practitioner of Tai Chi himself, and he has a school in Boston. There's also some people who I would say are advanced practitioners and enthusiasts. Actually, I invited a couple of my students here in New York to be presenters because of their interesting stories. One of my students, Larry Parker, is blind, and he's been practicing for a very long time. He lost his vision in his early 60s, and he's now 72, and he has some interesting things to say about practice and how it's helped him. Also, I have somebody who's, I would call an advanced practitioner and an ardent practitioner, Michael Flomenhoff, who is an attorney, actually, who specializes in brain injuries. And he is an expert in neuroscience, and he has a lot of knowledge about neuroscience and its relationship to Qigong. And then there's Josie Weaver, who's on the West Coast, who teaches Qigong in pain clinics. There's also Deborah Davis, who is an expert in women's Qigong. Dr. George Love down in Florida, who really makes Qigong a lot of fun. It becomes a kind of a dance, but has so much, it really just grabs your heart, his practice. And, you know, and I don't know, we just have a lot of different points of view here, and I like to look at Qigong as a beautiful crystal with many facets, and I'm hoping that we, as a collective group of presenters next week, really illuminate these different facets of this beautiful crystal, which is such an important practice right now in these times. People are looking for ways to be proactive about their health and not just taking vitamins. And, of course, everyone is being advised wear a mask and social distance. And yes, this is all important. But practicing Qigong, getting in touch with your own energy, working on yourself in this way with love and pleasure really has a tremendous benefit, and it's a moment right now to take advantage of these amazing practices and the knowledge from these incredible experts.
So true. Thank you. And Daisy Lee, maybe you can speak to us and give people some grounding on what Qigong is and how it's connected to some of the ancient sciences in China and what is really possible that perhaps you've witnessed where people have been able to really improve their lives through this practice.
Catherine, there are so many ways to describe Qigong, but probably the simplest is that these are gentle, flowing movements that open and stretch the sinews, the body, the wetsuit of the body, as some call it, and energize the cells of the body. And so it helps in the detoxification process so that renewal is possible, because we can't refuel ourselves energetically unless we, you know, support the release of toxins and help the breath to come back into balance. So it's a combination of these beautiful movements synchronized most times with a slow, deep, gentle, smooth breath. In a nutshell, we could say that much about what Qigong is. In fact, it's so simple that people who are convalescing in hospitals, I've worked at Johns Hopkins Hospital doing special presentations to help the staff reduce their stress load because they're running around and taking care of so many people, and sometimes without the resources that they need. And so if they're in a place of balance and peace, or some semblance of that peace and calm inside, they can better serve the patients and support each other as staff. So I've taught both nurses and patients, oncology patients, Qigong. And what the first thing that I have noticed in how people respond is that they come into a place of peace and calm. So that, for example, if a hard-hitting diagnosis happens, they're not overwhelmed and incapacitated by that diagnosis. They find, I like Nick's term, solutionaries. I know that he's talking about all the people being interviewed, but I think that everyone has a chance to be their own solutionary. They can find solutions through Qigong practice. And what is so powerful about Qigong is that you don't require equipment or extras. It is you and your breath and your body's potential for movement. So even if you're in a wheelchair or bedridden, you can still practice Qigong. In China, they prescribe Qigong. So if someone has come in even with a broken limb, they will teach you skills and exercises to help alleviate the inflammation, or they'll reduce the high blood pressure through breathing techniques synchronized with movement. I often prescribe a movement called Shaolin Qi, which, you know, I believe I share in the summit. It's one of the simplest and yet most classic movements in all forms of Qigong. And simply enough, you know, for young children to do. So when I was teaching in the schools on Kauai, a lot of times the teachers started sharing this movement with their young students because it would bring them from that hyper mode, from excess sugar highs, to one of being able to focus and balance and listen and perform better. If academic performance was was the desire. But most times they would just simply calm down. The teacher would calm down as well, and there would be this kind of balance in the room, a kind of harmony in the room, so that you can learn better, and not just learn, but be better. So that is some of what Qigong can do. My teacher in China, Master Wan Tujian, he works with paralyzed patients. That's one of his specialties. And depending on how the paralysis has occurred, he, through Qigong healing, can actually get some people to walk again. So that's been amazing to observe. But mostly, you know, when I'm there, I'm learning techniques that everyday people like us can do. I would say that what it does also do is help us appreciate our own special healing, self-healing powers. And its simplicity, along with its powerful, you know, effect, it's the simplicity of these movements and understanding of our own self-care. The more connected we are to not only our nature, but the nature outside of us, of ourselves, in our physical environment, I think the more we can care for our planet. And that precept of connection with the greater forces beyond ourselves, which includes the earth, the sky, our physical environment that seems to be compromised more and more with climate change and decisions to deforest. I know I'm getting a little bit political here, but since we're solutionaries, we have to find ways to help in this change in the earth. And so one of the reasons that my partner Mark and I came to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria was specifically to, you know, some people will run away and run the other way when there's a disaster, but we made a decision that there are sometimes great ways to support a community and turn things around. It's an opportunity to serve and to improve the potential of a place. We initially came here to spend our vacation dollars here instead of a place that really didn't need it. And we ended up staying and finding a place. Initially, it was like the idea was to find a surf shack so that Mark could surf. But in the end, we fell in love with this island and started to, you know, build the Radiant Lotus Retreat Center with the idea that here's a piece of earth that we can take care of. And that if we have a communion with this piece of land and take out all the, I think we took out 7 Mack trucks of cement, and unearthed so the earth could breathe again, that turnaround of changing what man has created into something better, so solution-oriented ways of thinking about crises, I think is one of the great benefits of Qigong. You become more clear about what you see and what can be done. So mm-hmm. It's beyond movement, actually. Beyond movement, it's really about being present for how to come into alignment with the earth, with the cosmos, with yourself as a human being humane. So that's a little of my thinking, Catherine, about how Qigong can serve our purposes in terms of our self-care, but also how it can perhaps impact the world on a grander scale.
Hmm. I'm inclined to agree with you, because when you are doing the practice and you're feeling that deep-rooted connection to the earth, and you're open to that expansive wisdom, the cosmic, the universal, and you have you begin to merge with this expanded awareness, and you're able to, like you said, see solutions, but you're also able to see more from an observer point of view, so that you're not absorbing all of the toxic thoughts and toxic energy and toxic, you know, all the things that are so prevalent in our current world right now. I find that this practice allows you to manage the internal environment as well as have insights into the environment around us. I really do appreciate that, because if we don't start thinking about our planet, it will be here, but we will not be able to self-sustain within it. So it's important. It's very, very important. And I wanted to also let our listeners know that these practices have thousands of studies. I did a search of the studies, and, you know, more than a million came up. And I was like, what? Are you kidding? But it really is something that is studied by science, and it is becoming very widespread that we understand these practices, which include Qigong, Tai Chi, and yoga, and other kinds of mind-body practices, but they really have an impact. And I'm looking at an article from the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and it's talking about managing stress and anxiety through Qigong exercise in healthy adults, a systemic review of and meta-analysis and of randomized controlled trials. So it does go on to say that that this criteria suggests that Qigong exercise immediately relieved anxiety among healthy adults compared to a lecture, attendance, or other structured movements only. So there's real evidence that this is something that can have an impact on your health. There's another article that I've been looking at, and it is from UCLA.edu, exploring this, and it talks about how these practices can actually reduce expression of inflammation-related genes. So I won't go into a lot of studies, but just to let you know that if you just type into your browser Qigong and studies, you're going to find a lot of resources to help you understand that this is a real practice that's going to have an impact on your life. It can. And during a time when just the world is pressuring us with this stress, this is a really important opportunity. That's why I'm grateful to be a part of it, and I'm grateful to be able to bring it to all of you, because this is something that you can connect with, and it can make a substantial difference in your health and well-being. And there are many ways to connect with it. I know you can find it on Facebook. I have it on my site. You'll be able to check the Shift Network to connect with it, shiftnetwork.com. And probably all of the participants are trying to spread the word that this is something that really we can really begin to tap into. And what I like about Qigong is that it seems to be very much connected to the source information, the information and the teachings of traditional Chinese medicine, Taoism, Buddhism, you know, these philosophies of spirituality and the science of healing based on the culture from which it comes are very purely preserved through the practices. And it really certainly has made a dramatic difference in my life, my health, and well-being. And I hope to, and I look forward to sharing it with all of you. So, Sharon, why don't you come back in and talk? You're also a teacher and practitioner, and speak about the power of this practice.
Thank you, Catherine. I just want to kind of add something to the points that both you and Daisy made, and that is that one of the most wonderful things about Qigong is that everyone can do it. You don't have to be young and flexible and perky to practice Qigong. Yes, it's wonderful if we are like that. And I was fortunate to find Qigong when I was in my 20s. And I blessed those days that I discovered Qigong. But, you know, a lot of people, when they think about engaging a mind-body practice, they immediately think of yoga. And many people go to yoga practice and they find it very difficult. Some people get injured. You know, I would say, first off, think of Qigong. It's for everybody. It is a kind of a, like I said, you don't have to be young, flexible, and perky to practice Qigong. However, if you do practice Qigong, you become younger, more flexible, and perkier. And so for me, you know, I found the practice in my late 20s, and I'm in my late 60s now, and I really feel incredibly grateful to have crossed paths with this incredible body of knowledge and wisdom and dedicated teachers and practitioners and masters. The power of it is in many ways that it becomes integrated into your life. And this is one of the points that you made, Catherine, in the interview that we did, how Qigong becomes a kind of a lifestyle. And I think that's a very important thing about the practice, is realizing on a daily basis that we are part of the earth, we are part of the universe, and that we can connect with these forces on a daily basis through movement and meditation. And as we do this, we become literally more grounded. And, you know, a lot of people talk about being grounded, but actually being grounded is feeling your connection with the earth, feeling that you're part of the earth the way that a tree is, or an insect, or an animal, or the beach, or the rivers. So for me, the power of it was that little by little, I dropped a lot of negative behavior patterns. You know, I still have a lot of things to work on, like all humans do, but little by little, I dropped some of my negative patterns, and I started to make different choices. I think that the practice of Qigong can kind of steer you in a very good direction, so that you feel a sense of connection with nature and with your community. You know, literally in terms of physical things, I have, in general, very good health at my age. I did increase my bone density by about 9% with some very particular Qigong practices for the bones and the bone marrow. I would say that, though, the biggest shift for me was a kind of a change in my disposition. I became a happier person. I became more open. I had more gratitude. On a physical level, my body opened up. I felt my energy getting stronger. I was able to more quickly transform some of my stress into vitality. And, you know, in general, I just can't recommend it enough. So thank you for the opportunity to answer that question, Catherine.
Excellent, excellent. We only have a few minutes more, and I'm wondering, Daisy, if you could give people an exercise or talk them through maybe 5 minutes of a relaxation or something that they could do right now in this moment.
Okay, I think I'll share a standing or sitting meditation. Hopefully it doesn't put them asleep, but it helps them to relax. And
so no one should do this if you're driving. Okay.
Right. It'll bring us into alignment. And I teach what is called vertical alignment. It's really a state of being. And whether you're seated, sitting in a chair, standing, you bring your attention to the bottoms of your feet. And you feel them connect to the earth like the roots of a great tree. And if you're outside, even better, because with your feet on the earth, you also receive the energy from the earth with no barriers. And so just wiggle your toes and feel all the connections of all the parts of your feet that touch the earth. From there, there's about one-third of the way down from your toes, there's a little indentation that we call the bubbling spring. And that point, with your mind kind of pressing a little into the earth, even a little further, you can open up that point over time using the mind's attention. And it's a combination of attention and intention. And you see this cobalt blue light that comes from the earth and see it drawing upwards through the trunks of your legs. And just see and feel the energy come in through the inhale, the nurturing energy of Mother Earth, and see it expand at the lower belly, or what we call the lower dantian. And open this energy up through this belt meridian at the lower dantian. And fill up with this nurturing energy. As the energy rises with every inhale, we rise it up through the internal organs of the body. The liver and gallbladder on the right, the stomach and spleen on the left, the small and large intestines, rising up into the lungs and the heart, and filling the middle dantian, or the heart center, with this liquid light. And just see it infusing, bringing comfort, kindness, self-compassion into your own body. Just breathe slowly, deeply, gently, and smoothly. Every breath is an opportunity for wisdom and innate intelligence to enter into your body. With the next inhale from the earth, rising upwards into the throat center, allowing your free speech, your authentic truth to be spoken when you speak. Extend light at the throat center. Inhale again up into the head, or the upper dantian. Between the brows is this point, the center called the upper dantian, to expand the mind to new ideas and wisdom. See the light expand like a halo around the head. And there, at the very top of the crown, is the upper a point of 100 reasons, they call it the Baifei point. And open up this portal using your mind's eye. And see light expanding out through the body, through the top of the head, out to a star in the sky. And that star represents your soul, your highest self. And from that point of radiant light, cascade this light down and around the body, back into the earth to ground yourself once again, coming up through the midline, out through the arms, and into the hands that are folded over the lower belly. So this visualization is a way to align yourself with the earth and the sky, to remember our connection to both of these great treasures. The earth helps us ground and stay stable and balanced. And the sky is inspiration for new ideas and new thoughts to enter. But truly, more than anything, for wisdom and creativity to come in. When you walk in vertical alignment and see the world with neutral compassion, we're able to interface and connect in a different way with each other, with the nature that is around us. And as Sharon was saying, to be in gratitude for what exists that is true and beautiful within ourselves and beyond ourselves. So that is this visualization that I call vertical alignment. Vertical alignment allows us to be the mutual compassion so that we don't destabilize from even over-feeling, feeling too much emotion and being pulled off center through even our heart center. That is what I can offer, Catherine. Sharon was sharing about how she's been in her 60s, and really, when you meet her in person, you would never know it, because all the qualities that she was saying about young, flexible, and perky is what she is in her 60s. And that's why I believe that so many people, whether they're in their young years, like the students I was teaching on Kauai, or some of my teachers who are over 100, the eldest was 115 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
So we can do and practice Qigong for a whole lifetime. And that is what is so beautiful. You don't need anything but yourself and your understanding and desire to practice.
Amazing and beautiful, and I've found the same also being in my 60s. And let's say, Sharon, do you want to talk to people about how they can connect, make that connection?
Yes. So you can go to QigongGlobalSummit.com, and you can register there. You'll see the list of speakers, you'll see some introductory videos, and you register for free. And then if you would like to have more access to these presentations through being able to view the recordings and also to receive some bonus information, various video or audio files, you can upgrade your package. And we'll see you next week at the summit. 4 days, September 22nd through the 25th. And again, the website is QigongGlobalSummit.com. And that's spelled QIGONG GlobalSummit.com. Yeah.
Excellent. That's wonderful. And I do hope that people are able to take advantage of this. I thought it was important to get it to you this week because, of course, it's next week and you might want to tap into it. It's 4 days. It looks like 7 hours a day to choose from different Qigong masters, medical doctors of traditional Chinese medicine, various teachers, and you'll begin to really integrate and infuse some of these teachings and understandings, and people are sharing practices along with their talks. So it's really it's almost like a vacation away from the stressful world. For 4 days, you can immerse yourself and have a wonderful time. And for those of you who want to follow up on this and do more, then you can do that as well. And Nick, did you want to share a little something about the Shift Network? Again, let people get in touch with all the work that you're doing there.
Absolutely. We offer a very diverse palette of offerings, across different disciplines all the time. So To get connected with us, visit theshiftnetwork, all one word, .com, and check out our upcoming events, our new media releases, as well as upcoming courses.
Excellent. Very good. And so I thank all three of you for joining us today and presenting this to our listeners. We've been listening to Sharon Smith, a 40-year practitioner of the Taoist internal arts, and has been teaching 37 years in New York City, and she is the host of the event we've been speaking about, the Qigong Global Summit at the Shift Network. We've also heard from Daisy Lee, the founder of Radiant Lotus Qigong, who conducts workshops and instructor certifications around the world. Daisy, do you have a website that you want to direct people to?
I do. It's under renovation currently, but it's Radiant Lotus Qigong, spelled with a Q.
Excellent. Y-G-O-N-G. And Sharon, do you have a website you want to direct people to?
Sure. It's daosharon.com, T-A-O-S-H-A-R-O-N.com.
Excellent. And then also there's always the shiftnetwork.com. And for those of you who would like to connect with my work, you can go to qigongonline.net, qigongonline.net. And you'll see there about the Shift Network as well. So thank you all, and hopefully we'll be able to do this again.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It was great.
It was fantastic to hear.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Heart of Mind.